As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Get it? The Burt Show.
There is a Starbucks barista that I don't like, that I have never met. It is the one that insulted Cassie this week. Find out all the details in this insult. I don't think it was a mistake at all. We got bonus content, and that's where you'll find it, BurtShow.com/bonusBS. All right, so what do you got going on in your life that is dramatic? You want to share it with the Burt Show. We throw it out to Burt Show fam. We get you advice. Now, she's about to get married, and she hasn't been 100% truthful with her fiance, and she's thinking, man, maybe I should share this one little detail with him.
I'm really hoping y'all can help me out with a situation I've been struggling with. It's kind of personal, so I'd like to remain completely anonymous. So here's the deal. I'm engaged to my amazing fiance, and we're supposed to be getting married soon. I love him with all my heart, and I can definitely see myself spending the rest of my life with him. But here's the thing. I've never really been out on my own to experience life, and I also think I might be bisexual. I know, it probably sounds crazy. So, I've been attracted to this woman at work for about a month now, and I just can't get her out of my mind. I know it's wrong, and I feel guilty about it, but I can't help how I feel. I don't want to hurt my fiance. He's an amazing person, and he deserves someone who is completely committed to him. And I am committed to him. I just don't know if I'm ready to get married right now. I feel like I need to explore who I am and what I want out of life. I'm scared to death to tell my fiance that I need a break to figure things out. I'm afraid if I do, I'll lose him forever. He's always been there for me, and I don't want to hurt him. But at the same time, I don't want to ignore my own feelings and desires. I don't want to regret not following my heart and exploring who I really am. I know I'm probably not making a lot of sense, but I'm just so torn. I feel like I'm stuck between two worlds, and I don't know which one to choose. I don't know if I should stay with my fiance and try to ignore these feelings I have for the other woman, or if I should take a break and explore who I am. I don't know what to do. I feel so lost and confused. I just need someone to talk to and someone to help me make the right decision. I don't want to hurt anyone, but I also don't want to regret not following my heart. Please help me. I'm really struggling with this.
1-855-BURT-SHOW.
We have to be honest with them.
100%. There's no option.
Yeah.
Yeah, the right thing to do is the hard thing to do in this situation. And that's why it's hard. But yeah, she has to tell him.
We have a bisexual on the staff. Can we not talk to her?
Yeah. Katie's calling Rebecca over.
Yeah, Rebecca's the best.
And
all right, resident bisexual.
Yeah, when K- Katie was gay in training, she was bisexual. When she was taking her pace lap.
Yeah, I mean, the problem for this lady isn't that she's bisexual. It's just that she seems like she's not ready to be engaged.
That's what it feels like to you?
Yeah, if she's not happy with who she's with right now and she feels like she needs to explore, then she just needs to do that.
Right. She's saying that she doesn't want to hurt. She's not exactly sure she's bisexual. There's someone in the office. There's one woman in the office that she's attracted to. So she's questioning if she's bisexual or not. Is that enough to call off your engagement?
I wonder if she's just having cold feet because she's engaged, because I think that could definitely be a thing. But if she, it sounds like she's kind of trying to find a cop out and she's not ready to be engaged to me.
Hmm. Yeah, either way, she's not ready to be married, regardless.
I mean, you got to tell him that and let, look, maybe he'll just go, you know what? I want to be with you no matter what. So if this is your path, I'll see you through with you. I'm not going anywhere. Or, yeah, he might just say, go find you before you can be with me. Because can you really fully be with somebody if you're not like, if you don't even know who you are, you haven't explored that part of you?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And I think she needs to be upfront with her fiance about, like, I think I might be bisexual. I mean, for the members of the LGBTQ plus community, is that, like, if you're engaged to somebody, I know this is, like, a private journey, and you should be able to come out on your own terms whenever you want to come out, but is that something that you should share with your soon-to-be spouse?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Katie, when you were bisexual, did you know that you were gay and you were labeling yourself as bisexual because you were sure or you weren't sure, or you just didn't want to admit it to yourself?
I definitely knew it. I didn't want to admit it, and I would try to force it with dating men, but I realized that I couldn't establish an emotional connection with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized that, I'm like, okay, then what's the point of me just acting like I like men when I really don't? I don't have that emotional connection and attachment to men.
So did it start? I guess what I'm trying to also get at here, Katie, is that she's got an attraction to one woman. She hasn't said that I'm attracted to women. She said there's somebody in the office that she's really connected to.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's one woman, does she pursue that and then generalize, or is this, I don't really know what I'm getting at. I'm just wondering, it doesn't sound like it's a broad connection. It sounds like it's one woman.
Well, that one woman can lead her to what she really is looking for in her sexuality. So I would say that she would need to explore that. I wouldn't say don't try to explore it. Explore it, and then from there, see how you really feel.
I feel like she owes it to herself. I mean, she needs to be upfront with her fiance, but the thing is, marriage is forever, hopefully. That's how we go into it. So if you don't explore this part of yourself, you're always going to be wondering, well, what if? Was I supposed to? What if? So she owes it to herself to step back and be like, maybe not with this coworker, but see what else is out there just to make sure. I mean, find out who you are. Live your life and don't shut yourself down because you're afraid of what others might think.
Naomi, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, it's Naomi. I actually ended up living a very big portion of my life trying to play both sides and pretend that I wasn't who I really was. I actually now am in a relationship with an amazing woman and have given myself the chance to find my truth. But with her, I feel like, I mean, to be completely frank, I married three men before I really kind of came out. And it was just a lot of misery for me because I kept it inside. Gosh. And I feel like if she really, I don't think she should necessarily explore it with this specific coworker. I feel like that might just be kind of a, a little rider on her potential for bisexuality. But I feel like she definitely needs to either A, have the conversation with the fiance. Hey, look, this is something that I've had in my, you know, mind, even if it's not for a long time. And I just want to kind of see how I feel about this. How do you feel? Because a lot of times those people that you want to incorporate in your life, they'll be okay with that. Like I ended up with someone who was okay with the fact that I had a history with men and understood that that was a part of who I was. So I think if he loves her, he's going to accept her either way. But she has to be honest with herself, number one. And if she really wants to pursue things with this man, sometimes he might be open to that.
It's a great call. Thank you. Appreciate you. And here is Bailey. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Thanks for joining the convo. What's up?
Absolutely. I love listening to you guys. I listen to you guys every morning, and so does my mother. I would say that of someone who is LGBTQ plus community, what I heard on the radio is I came out as bi, and then I came out as gay. So you really do have to find who yourself is and figure out who you is, because that's your future spouse potentially. And if you want that to be your future spouse, then you have to communicate everything. You have to be open with yourself. And if you're not open with yourself, then you're not ready for marriage.
Man, those are great calls right there. I don't know what else we can add to that, right?
Nah, she needs to be honest with herself first and foremost, and then she needs to be honest with her fiance.
I think so.
Get it. The Burt Show.